Welcome back, everyone, to the Strokes and Jokes podcast. After a massive break and tons of chaos in our lives and in the world, we are back. We are going to get back on that podcast grind. We're here to talk about, you know, some stuff that's been happening in our lives as far as school, golf, just being at home all the time, not being able to get out, our schoolwork, being everything online. So, Julian, how's it been for you through this entire process?
It's something. I thought, oh, okay, you know, it won't be too bad. You know, we're just going to go back, chill out, just sit on the couch, do some homework. Yeah, that's not what it's been. I had a 20-page research paper I'm working on, a 10-page paper I'm working on, about 25 hours worth of other BS that I'm just chugging along, trying to – right now I'm swimming in water and I'm trying not to drown. I'm just trying to tread water until May 1st when I can say we're done.
I feel that. I feel that last for sure.
Yeah, that's the Friday of finals week.
So, yeah.
So, two more weeks until it would be freedom. We'd be golfing. I'm going to be upset when the weather gets nice. It's going to be heartbreaking to look out my window and see the 80 degrees and sun and be like, looks nice. So how about you, Carter? How's it been going?
It's been all right. Locked up in my house other than work. Schoolwork's been pretty easy. I'm trying to bust out a 4.0. Probably won't happen, but
that would be respectable.
I got an A- in the county right now, so.
That's trash, dude. That class is so easy.
Jeez.
That's how hard I'm doing right now is a struggle.
Dude, slacker. I failed an exam, and I still got an A in that class.
But, that's all right. It sucks up here in Michigan that golf isn't even open, and at least you guys can walk down to a golf course without getting charged for trespassing. But
yeah, so that's kind of like, I mean, we kind of have three different situations. Carter can't play golf at all. All golf courses are closed in Michigan, probably the way it should be here in Ohio, but, you know, it is what it is. We're senders. We don't give a crap. And Julian's been playing quite a bit. How's that been going?
Maybe a little
too. It's been good. What was that? I've played every Saturday and Sunday for the past 3 or 4 weeks since we've been back, and I've probably played, like, on top of that, probably like 5 or 6 more rounds during the week. So I probably played like 15 rounds already just at home at Madison Country Club, and we've just been chilling out. I'm walking. It's nice. Golf's going well, hitting the ball well. Almost dented a car the other day because I sliced one OB, but, you know, it's all right. It's going well.
How's John doing?
John's good. He's chilling out. Just bought
slapping balls 200 yards with his drive and, you know, scoring unbelievably well as usual.
Yeah. I mean, he bought those he bought brand new PXG irons. And the first time he played, he wasn't hitting them too well. I was about to take them off his hands because he just couldn't hit them.
Dude, and, you know, got to bring me a 7-iron or something next time you come down. I got to feel that butter.
Dude, they're heavy.
Well, doesn't he have an old set now?
Yeah, the old set's heavier.
Why? Is he going to sauce you those? Or?
No.
That's unfortunate. No,
I have those ping eye blades. So, Carter, if you want $1,000 to go on rate.
I already got a new set of irons, son.
Maybe if a college student's got a stimulus check, you'd be getting sauced. But, you know, it is what it is. Rough out here.
Well, yeah.
I'm an essential worker, so hopefully I get something out of this.
You work at Checkers. You're essential to no one.
Essential to the 200 people that have coronavirus in my county.
Jeez.
And the 9 that are dead.
So, wow. Have you heard anything, Carter, like as far as like maybe your golf plans or like what you're going to try to do since you can't golf, or are you just going to like kind of let it go?
I snuck out onto a course one time But, I mean, it is what it is.
So what do you mean by sneak out?
I mean, I drove to the golf course with my buddy, and there was no one there. We walked out onto the course and started playing, and this truck came through, pulled into the clubhouse, and we were all sketched out. Now we just kept on playing, and then we were coming back on hole. We just got done with hole 7, and the guy started driving away. And we got back, and no one was there to be found. So,
did you play 9 or 18?
We skipped two holes because the two holes that we skipped were next to the sod farm that the golf course owns as well that they were working on. So we weren't trying to go near that.
I respect it. Yeah, it's a little whack.
Yeah, we got there. We were walking to the first tee box, and we saw this truck start driving towards the golf course, like from the sod farm. So we had to hide behind a bush, and then then we just said we're gonna send it.
I would have loved to see the sight of Carter hauling straight behind, trying to go hide behind a bush.
I mean, the bush was pretty big. And I was standing there already, and then we saw the truck, and I was like, oh, shoot. So I just crouched.
I respect it.
It's been an adjustment. It sucks that we're not playing in golf tournaments right now. And we have Zoom classes, which suck. But
so, Carter, you actually had an internship with the NOPGA. So have you heard anything about that? Or I guess what's the current situation looking forward on that?
The last I heard from them was March 30th. And as far as I know, first tournament I worked is May 16th. And all drive, chip, and putt events are canceled. But all the other normal tournaments are a go as of right now.
Well, I mean, that doesn't sound too bad. I guess you might be able to catch some tournaments. Maybe realistically, you might be able to catch a few in July and August. So maybe you'll still get a little bit of action, hopefully.
Yeah.
So, Julianis, just going to keep walking Madison Country Club like a boss or what?
Oh, yeah, you know it. It was snowing today. So, not today.
It's snowing hard.
I was watching the news, and they're like, yeah, you know, this is like, out of the last 7 years, there's been four or five times that it's actually snowed later in April.
We're supposed to get 2 inches on Friday.
I don't know. It was coming down. Yeah, we're supposed to get a couple inches on for Friday, but. Yeah, that's the goal. As soon as if it's nice on the weekends, popping right up at 7:30 tee time, getting up at 6:30, showering, leaving at 6:45 or 6:15, showering, leaving. So I mean, that's the plan. Gotta get that's that grind.
I don't know if I've woken up that early since. I don't know when.
What time do you wake up on a day, Carter?
Like 10 o'clock on average.
Yeah, don't ask me that question.
what time did you two wake up today?
I woke up around like 5
p.m.
4:30, 5 p.m.
I woke up around 10:45 a.m.
It's definitely been strange not having any sports around, that's for sure. I know I've been like paying attention to the Call of Duty League and everything like that. Kind of just keep the, like, it's weird not being able to watch anything really competitive. Yeah. And I think there's some big things I think coming. I mean, so the Tiger and Phil thing you said was going to be on for when?
It's not for sure. But the governor said something about it the other day because he said sports were an essential part of our economy, so they're allowed in Florida.
Do you think sports and athletics are an essential part of our life?
It's an important part of our economy. I think it's very essential for our economy.
I wouldn't say it is not essential as far as, like, if you're looking at it from, like, a health perspective and, like, what's going on right now perspective, no, it's not essential. But I mean, in general, not having sports are just, it's not good for the economy. It's not good for players. It's not good for TV.
You know, I mean,
I think everybody's losing money.
With sports being gone, millions and millions and millions of people have lost their jobs because the sport industry is shut down. And then, I mean, there's no entertainment at all for these people. Like, I look back, like, from this, I look back at 9/11, where, like, where people, like, look towards sports as an outlet. And right now, like...
How old were you? You weren't.
He said, I remember back to 9/11.
Yeah, I was almost two.
Wait. Oh, you were born in 99. That's right.
Yeah. I'm a 90s baby.
I thought you were 2000. Whatever. Yeah. That's. I mean, I respect it. I'll let you keep going.
I mean, but like now, like, we're fighting something that, like, I can't even comprehend, let alone the 300 some million people in America. Like, I can comprehend it, but like, there's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah, there's not like a cut and dry solution.
It's not like we have an enemy that we can see and we can just go bomb them and call the rap.
I just, you made it sound like you might be the most brilliant human being on the planet when you said, I can't comprehend it, then how are other people?
Sports is like a good outlet for people to look towards during these difficult times. Like, it gives them a sense of hope and it gives them like something to entertain them and keep their minds off of the dreadfulness of all these deaths and cases of the coronavirus.
Yeah, and I think something that I'm looking forward to, I guess, is as this all, like, you know, obviously it's not anytime soon or like in the foreseeable future, but when this does come to an end, I can see massive bounce back in sports because all these basketball players, football players, baseball players, you know, they're going to be so ready to get back into it and all these fans.
Oh, people might have baseball.
Oh, so wow. What?
So people might actually start watching baseball.
People might actually start watching golf.
For real.
Dude, I couldn't.
You might have an entire watch on Tiger versus Phil if that happens while this is still going on.
Oh, are you done? So I can not get rudely interrupted? Thank you.
I was talking
before. Whatever. I think it'll be special. Like, when this stuff comes back, like, I don't think I realize how much I watch sports until I go click on like normal TV if I'm not watching Netflix, and I'm just staring at it, and I don't know what to watch, because I'm sure as hell not gonna keep watching CNN for 12 hours a day.
I'm gonna
drive myself mad.
I keep on switching between YouTube, Hulu, Netflix, and I can't, like, all my shows are like either happening one show a week, or their seasons just ended, or I'm just trying to find random new shows to watch.
Or you just binge watch. 3 seasons of hour each episode, so you just watch 30 hours of TV in under a week. Oh, is that just me? Oh,
I want to call myself a big TV guy. I think, you know, right now it's just like in my phone, you know, reading stuff and doing homework and playing Xbox at night with the boys. I think that's about the only schedule I have as of right now.
I mean, this sucks, honestly. But I will get through it, right? I hope.
What do you hope?
I mean, they said it's going to recur seasonally. So if we get 30,000 deaths every season, I mean, might be time to slow down the population.
On that note, we're going to take an extra hard pivot.
Oh, wait.
Away.
No, we were talking about watching shows, and that's something I've been really looking forward to, is NFL draft next week and see how that's going to come together.
Ooh, that is going to be interesting, actually.
Because, like, you got Roger Goodell sitting in his basement. You got all these people who are used to being in one room together at their team facility. And it's going to be online, virtual, over Zoom. I mean, hell, hackers are going to hackers. I mean, John Harbaugh said it himself that he's scared of hackers, and all people around the league are saying that.
So I think that might be one of the most watched sports events in the history of sports.
Oh, I'm watching every single pitch of every round.
That would be impressive. That would be impressive.
I'll do a Periscope live stream for the fans, for the followers.
Periscope?
So, Carter, who are the Bucks picking up? They got Brady.
Oh, well, I just heard some news from Little Bird that we're trying to trade O.J. Howard. So we'll see what happens with that. But I know we were talking about trading up for one of these top offensive tackles in the draft.
Yeah, there's right now there's a bunch of rumors and stuff with the Browns about trading Odell, and it's like people just don't have anything else to do with their time. Odell Beckham Jr. is not getting traded.
Hey, I see the Jarrell Peppers jerseys in the background. How about you grab that real quick? Because the Browns unveiled their new uniforms this year.
Yeah.
And they look exactly the same.
Hey, whose jersey is that?
Jarrell Peppers.
The jerseys are definitely different. I mean, you got the two-stripe on the side. You got a much brighter helmet. And, I mean, I think the jerseys, the combinations are a lot crispy. I would like to see an all-orange combo. That would have been nice. I was kind of hoping to see some of that, but I mean, it is what it is.
Carter, do not pull up any pictures of the Bucks uniforms.
I'll do the fire.
Absolutely. Yeah, just like the Bucks.
They're the greatest uniforms to be revealed so far this offseason.
How excited are you to see Tom Brady slinging footballs around this fall?
If we get to see it.
Well, that's true.
The coronavirus might be the end of the world.
I mean, you might not be able to be at the games. I think they're going to happen this fall, though. I think they'll be fanless eventually.
Yeah.
Could you imagine as an NFL player when you're used to playing with a stadium full of 75,000 people that it just goes to dead silent?
Oh, for real.
It that would definitely be weird.
I saw the baseball teams in like Japan or Korea or something. They're putting robots in the stadium as fake fans.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they put like robots in the stands to look like fans. They like cheer and
stuff. That's kind of gross.
that would be really weird. It'd be a strange sight.
Can you imagine playing a golf tournament and you just got a robot sitting behind you? Yelling four.
I know, right? You might see golfers drive around golf carts and everything.
That would be dope.
That's another rumor I heard that if there's no fans, they were considering allowing players to have golf carts.
So
I think they should.
So they're gonna let players have golf carts due to the coronavirus, but they ain't gonna let John Daly last year use a golf cart in that major.
I mean, seriously, it's ridiculous.
John Daly is one of the greatest golfers of all time.
John Daly gets what John Daly should always get what he wants.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
If John Daly wants a golf cart, give the man a golf cart.
Do you think Tiger deserves to get what he wants?
Yes.
How about the over 120 women that he slept with when he was married?
Oh wow.
Hey. Don't hate the player, hate the game. We're just going to leave it at that. But, no, I think what would be really cool is if they just start doing – they could do 36 holes a day with these guys in carts.
Yeah. It would be televised. I mean, you could have each player has his own cart with his caddy and, you know – It would be interesting to see it, that's for sure. If it does happen, I don't see it happening, but if it did happen, that would definitely be pretty interesting.
I'm sure they'll just walk, honestly, because golf carts, they're going to put them closer in range to their caddies and not 6 feet apart, you know?
Yeah. I was thinking that they should do a little, like, maybe a celebrity slash athletes, have them, like, a little golf course, golf tournament, whatever. Each player can just play by themselves, maybe with one other partner, play around, and then I know Peyton Manning said something on Instagram about a $50,000 donation into a golf tournament for, like, you know, like COVID-19 support. So, I mean, that would be freaking awesome to see.
Well, like, I know that Tiger versus Phil thing was originally, I don't know if it still is, but it's supposed to have Peyton Manning and Tom Brady in there as well. So I think it was Tom and Tiger, or Tiger and Peyton, and then Tom and Philly.
Tiger and Peyton Manning. That would be a duo.
I mean, what if they put Tiger? Tiger lives in Jupiter, Florida. I mean, he can go to a golf course that essentially could be closed down for one day. And hey, what if he played the front and Phil played the back, and then they swapped, and then they took the overall score, and you know they put in a huge donation pot and everything and televised it. I mean, they're making money off of being televised. They're donating money for COVID-19 or whatever donation they choose, and we get televised sports back.
Well, yeah, because Tiger's a member at Medalist down there in Florida, and he says that he's been seeing, like, players all the time on the course and practicing, and they're still allowing the members out to, like, the normal, regular, rich people.
Yeah.
That's because they got enough money to fight off the Rona.
Yeah.
You know, I do think something like that is for sure coming, I guess, as far as all this stuff being down. I mean, these televised companies, I know, like Golf Channel, you know, they're going to be scrapping, and, you know, they're going to want their pay. I mean, they got to pay their analysts. Their analysts are still working on Twitter and Instagram as, you know, influencers for that. And I think we'll definitely see something like that pop up.
100%. Shit, I forgot what I was going to say.
Sheesh.
Masters in November.
For real.
The Masters in November.
That's going to be electric.
That is going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Because they're usually closed in November.
No, they're not. They're closed during the summer, open during November.
What?
They're closed during the summer.
So Augusta National is closed during the summer?
Yeah.
And it's open in the winter? Or?
Yeah. Or I don't know about in the winter, but like during the spring. Yes, it is.
I promise you.
There is a group.
It's closed.
We well, might closed. Need to fact checked.
It's closed during the summer, 100% for sure.
So you're telling me that members at Augusta National they can't golf in the summer?
No.
Oh, shit.
Okay, that's actually like – that's blowing my mind.
That's 100% facts.
No, he's right.
I'm always right.
That is insane. That's actually crazy.
So, let's see.
So, I guess, like, what months are they open? Is it just, like, spring and early fall, or?
It's Augusta closes in late spring and doesn't open again until fall. During that no-play period during the summer, Augusta National undertakes projects to improve the course, which is why you get the following scene Sunday morning, early final round of Masters. Oh, it's just Bleacher Report.
So is that just this year because of all this, or?
No, it's never year.
So here it is. So here, it shuts down in late May, and it doesn't open until mid-October.
So they are.
Wow.
And it isn't Georgia, so it's decent weather.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
Well, what about this, though? So we get, starting in August, you get the PGA Championship, all the playoff events, the Tour Championship, and then in September, you get the end of the playoffs and Tour Championship, and then you get the U.S. Open. And then November, you get the Masters. Then the following year, you get – Players in March, Masters again in April, PGA's in May, right?
PGA's in May.
And then June
is
US
dry.
US Open's in June, and then the Open Championships in July. And then we'll
that's right.
Up in the fall. So it's going to be fall / beginning of next year.
Yeah, it'll be nice. For sure.
All right. With that, everyone, you learn something new every day. We want to thank you for listening. I know that our podcast schedule will remain a little more consistent as we move through the summer and as we start talking a little bit more and seeing different news and the new stuff that's going on during all of this. Thank you for listening. You keep stroking and joking, and we'll do the same.